Okay, so I am at that area with the big map. Strategium.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do we want to play the game, or do we want to play the, like, the mission, the multiplayer thing?
I think you should do... We'll do a campaign mission, see how it goes. And then if we finish that and you feel like you want some more, we could dive into some multiplayer. Because I think what's going to happen is we play the multiplayer, we're going to get smoked.
Isn't there, like, a co-op multiplayer?
Yeah,
like a mission thing? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean, there's a PvE thing.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah,
you need to... They have story... They intersect with the story.
Oh. Man, maybe we should start the podcast then so you can explain it.
Yes.
All right. Do we want to start and then just, like, go from there and figure out the rest of this as we go?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, hello and welcome to episode 440 of We Were Gamers, I think. A podcast where Michael's off.
On assignment.
Yeah, on assignment. We love that term. And since we are on assignment, we often, when JJ has been on assignment, Michael and I have played a couple games like Portal and stuff like that, co-op. And this past Christmas time, or holiday time, Space Marine 2 ended up in my library, who can say how. And I haven't played it yet. And there's a co-op, right, JJ?
Sure is.
Hello, JJ. How's it going?
Doing all right. I'm pre-creating shaders.
Pre-creating what?
It's the whole thing, man. It's almost done.
Oh, shaders. Shaders.
Yeah, like, what are we talking about? I was like, why does the controller not work?
Oh, yeah. My controller's off. I think because I left the computer for too long. So Space Marine 2 is what we're going to do while Michael's on assignment today. So if you're on the podcast version... We're going to do our best to talk over the game as we play. And we'll also have a YouTube version with video of our playthrough of the game as best we can do it. You know, these co-op things are mostly for the fun. And hopefully the audio doesn't suck.
Yeah.
You know. Space Marine 2. So, JJ, I had to play an intro mission.
Sure did.
having a very funny conversation with your spouse on the other end of this, explaining what an intro mission is, to which she said something very sage. That's dumb.
Look, it wouldn't be the way I would design it.
No, I don't think it should be the way most people. I mean, Space Marine is a lauded game, right? One and two are both well-regarded games. And yet it just feels old in the tooth these days and kind of disrespectful of your time to have to play 45 minutes of intro. Am I wrong? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a little silly.
I think she's got a point. It's dumb, right? Like, I get it, right? Like, I haven't played Space Marine 1 in 15 years or whatever. You know, but at the same time, I can learn this stuff in like 2 minutes. Look, press RB and it does melee attack. Press RB a bunch of times and then hold it to combo. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can do this.
I beat this game a while ago, though. Kind of forgot how to play.
Right, sure.
So, you know. Hey, it's me. I'm in your game.
This is all stuff that might not make it to the podcast. Maybe I'll cut into that part where it says it might not make it to the podcast. Is that you directly in front of me that I'm walking through?
No.
Where are you at? Oh, you're playing with the red helmet?
Well, I see his face.
Oh, see, I have helmets on, man. I have helmets on.
No.
What are you talking about?
Nah, we the good guys, man. The good guys don't wear helmets.
Helmets, but I don't want to get I don't want to get shot in the head.
Helmets are for the expendable troops. This is 40k, dude.
No one gets shot in the head in 40k.
You're using axes against guns.
That's very true. That's very true. So what are we going to do today? JJ, you were trying to explain to me before we started here. So Space Marine 2, I played the intro mission.
Yeah.
Kind of dumb to have those these days, but that's fine. Now we're in the main game.
It sets up the narrative reason for why your character is back and back with this squad, right? So,
right. Yeah. But narrative, you know, narrative, it's sometimes long, yeah. Right?
So the next thing is they give you a, you know, you're back with your squad. They're like, hey, man, time to take on some missions. Here's two dudes. Time to get at them.
Right.
And so now we're going to go do that. There are like PvE co-op missions and then also a PvP mode in this game.
Which is the things I've heard about Space Marine 2 adding that everyone was like, oh my god, the new PvE missions and the regular game. Man, you are jumping around like crazy. That is fun to watch.
Sorry. But those PvE missions intersect with the story at certain points.
Okay. So you have to kind of play through the campaign to get to them?
They will let you skip the campaign and play them if you want.
Okay.
But if you're going to play the campaign, might as well.
Might as well intersect the parts of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a great time playing through Halo together.
Totally.
I'm not against co-op campaigns.
The game is very much a, like, classic Warhammer story, you know?
Go blow up Tyranids.
We gonna find some bad guys.
Can you replay?
Like redo missions?
Or campaign missions?
I think so. I think after you get to a certain point, it will let you. If you go up here.
Man, servitors. Oh my god, servitors!
Have you had to talk to the chaplain yet?
No. What do you mean? About how I'm a Primaris Marine?
So at some point, the chaplain will call you over, and when you go into his little chaplain area, there's like a bunch of really cool lore stuff inside there.
Oh.
It's like he has like ammo angels and like a bunch of crazy stuff. It's like stuff that, you know.
Yeah.
Big nerd stuff.
Big nerd stuff. Okay. No, I haven't done that yet.
It'll happen later.
Okay.
I'm playing as Galadriel here.
Yeah, I'm playing as Titus because it was my game, I guess?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah. We just stand here, right? And then it gives us, all three of us.
Stand in the zone, right?
Yeah. So in this game, squads are threes, even though there's like six guys there?
Yeah.
Is there a story reason for that? Because that makes no sense.
This is a game that has three-player co-op. I don't know.
Okay, so our mission is rendezvous with the Imperial Guard, which we don't call the Imperial Guard anymore. Astra Militarum. Because we also have Adeptus Astartes, right? Which, so they had to change Imperial Guard to be Latin also.
I guess.
Defend anti-air emplacements. Cool. So, like, do Helldivers stuff.
This game isn't, like, deep and subtle in its, like, objectives. It's not that complicated of a game.
All right. I mean, it's looking pretty good in this pre-rendered scene there, though.
Oh, if you have all those settings turned up, the game looks fantastic. Like,
yeah. Oh, cutscenes. I'm going to watch the cutscenes because I haven't seen them yet, and they look good. Titus's helmet is off, and so is this guy's helmet. I don't know who he is.
Chiron?
Oh, Chiron, okay.
And then this guy is Gadriel.
That's Gadriel, yeah. Who doesn't like that we took over his squad, apparently, for some reason.
Yeah. Gadriel has beef.
Does he know? Oh, he knows. I love that Titus's armor is all jacked up. Even though he's just back, like he hasn't served yet at all, but it's all like destroyed and cut. It's like, who died in that armor?
Well, like, that's the kind of the thing about these Marines and stuff, right? Is that, like, nothing is being made new. Everything is being refurbed all the time.
That's true. Uh-oh. You're right. Oh, no. Poor Gadriel. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? You got out promoted there, buddy. You got... Oh, these poor dudes. Is that Severina?
I have the subtitles on. Her name is Sarkana.
Okay. There's a magic card of Severina, who I thought might be from this game, but maybe not. Oh, that's not a commissar. Never mind.
No.
Severina's a commissar. They took the orbital guns? Come on, man. We got to do everything, huh? Oh, there. We rode off the other members of the squad.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you'll see.
Yeah.
Make it work.
You split in half. Do defense. That's very funny. Okay, well,
now we're playing.
I'm not going to be very good.
Oh, we're not playing.
Why can't we run? It seems like we should run.
Look at all the Tyranids in the distance.
Oh, that's cool, man. Can I shoot them? Nope, I'm not allowed to shoot. I'm not allowed to, like, help in the defense. Now I can. Now I can't? I can't get by all these people? Oh, we have to just fight from here?
No, this is...
Aid them. Okay, sounds good.
Now we can play.
Now we can go fight. Got it. I got one. Fury mode. See, this isn't even in the intro. Enter Fury mode. We got more intro.
Yeah, and I have a different ability than you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Oh, I'm a different class.
Oh, there's classes. See, we didn't even talk about this yet. Well, how come there's classes?
Because there's multiplayer.
Okay, but if they're in... They're
oops,
in the. I'm surprised that the classes are in the single player though.
So you, as Titus, only have one class.
Okay.
So you're not going to experience that. But like your squad mates are different, right?
Okay. So I don't get to experience the multiplayer because I'm not in multiplayer.
When you go play multiplayer, you will, because you're for, like, no one is Titus in the multiplayer.
Right? Oh, there's no Titus class in right. The regular game. I really got to turn down the sensitivity on aiming. I'm just like all over the place.
This game is not Call of Duty.
Are you sure about that? Do you get to see my executions or no?
If they're happening, I'm looking at them.
Oh, okay. What is that? Why is that all highlighted like that?
Our other squad mate used his ability.
Oh, what is that?
Here, I'll use mine.
There better not be friendly fire in this game. Oh, I just saw you execute that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of auto-aim happening, huh?
I don't know what difficulty you picked. But obviously, like, those are things you can't adjust if you decide that they're annoying.
Are you a proponent of another version of this other than normal?
Oh, I don't have a preference. It was just more a, like, those are the things that will change.
Ah, I want my chainsword. Why don't I have a chainsword?
Did you pick a different weapon?
No, I just started with a knife. I don't know why. I had a chainsword when I was in the Death Watch.
Oh, I also have a knife.
What's that about?
As you're walking around, you will frequently encounter like weapons that you can just pick up. So if you want to change your weapon, you can just find one. Oh.
That's cool. Oh, we got to run, huh? Do we get airstriked if we?
And we're okay.
Oh, they're beyond the barrier. Okay, got it. I misunderstood where we were going to get airstriked from. I'm almost out of ammo in my bolter. Well, that was fun. It was chaos. Right? No, it's not complicated. Nice. Right off the other squad mates again. Very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, that was fun. Third person shooter. How do you feel about this versus Halo?
I haven't played Halo in a long time.
Yeah. Okay, chainsword. Nice. So heavy bolt pistol.
I'm standing next to a different gun if you want to try a bolt rifle with grenade launcher.
Where's that? Where are you?
Right next to
me. Oh, you're over there. Bolt rifle with grenade launcher. That's fun. Press LT and right stick to use the underbarrel grenade launcher. Okay. Very cool. Alternate fire. Nice.
So there are a few little things you can find around by exploring, but by and large, there is not a ton. Here's a health pack.
I got the feeling that going off the beaten path didn't really advantage anything. Oh, there's people. Ravener.
Oops. I fell behind. Now I'm getting left behind.
There's a Ravener out here somewhere. I don't know where it is. So be aware there's a Ravener somewhere.
Oh, he found me. So if you do the melee counter, you can stop them as they jump out of the ground on you.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, jeez. Re-remembering which button is the melee counter.
Oh, there's people up there, huh? I'm not sure if I like this as much as just the bolt. Oh, no! What am I supposed to do with the left stick when it shows left stick?
Execute.
What? It said left stick. What was I supposed to do there?
So you got wiggle.
Oh, wiggle waggle, huh?
Yeah.
The old wiggle waggle?
It's like the, I'm caught, escape kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Now, do you get ammo if I pick up the ammo box? Or?
No, but most of the ammo boxes are infinite, basically.
Not sure if the... oh, no, I entered Fury mode. Now I gotta go fight.
I will say, I really do like the systems in this game, with the armor and the health being separate.
Yeah.
And using melee to replenish health is a really smart way to force you to actually go forward.
Instead of just fighting with guns all the time?
Yeah.
I kind of like fighting with guns, though, you know? It's kind of prevents... It actively kind of discourages the shooting.
It
feels like it does.
I mean, the guns are good.
the gun.
You can shoot people quite well. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get, like, this heavy bolt pistol over here.
I got the heavy bolt pistol. I seem to like that just fine. But the, can I just shoot them? Yeah, I could just shoot them. Yeah. Why wouldn't I just shoot them all?
You would.
Okay, here we go. We're down into another battle arena.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the spore mines at?
They're the green things.
Oh, the floating ones? Yeah, I've been shooting those.
Yeah. As you should.
Okay, so I mean, I guess this is a good reason to have guns.
Kedra always sliding. You can't just be happy, you know?
Guy really wants to know about my Death Watch history, you know? Keeps asking me questions, personal questions. Uh-oh. It's a nice, just a little bit of drag down. It's good. It's good.
And there are, like, more crazier weapons later.
Oh, are there?
There's las guns. There's, oh, mines.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, yeah. Are there ways to destroy these, like, birthing pits?
No.
No?
Like, the enemies will stop.
I know that they stop. I was just curious if, like, you could get them beforehand. Like, oh, I see it popping up. I'm going to kill it, you know?
I completely missed that, and he murdered me.
What happened?
I did not press the button when it told me to.
Ah. You were behind me, I didn't see.
Brutal.
It's one way to do it. I should have let you execute it, huh?
Oh, it's all
right. To get help back. That's kind of an important mechanic, isn't it?
Execution restores armor, not health, right?
Oh, okay. Did you restore your armor already then?
Yeah, the armor does regen usually at the end of fights, or if you wait long enough.
Oh, so we get two choices here, huh?
No.
There's this one. Oh, that's where we came from?
No, this is where we're going.
Oh, we can't go through the swamp?
I guess
they won't let us? Oh.
I think the discussion they just had was we shouldn't go through the swamp.
All right, Titus. What? Frag grenades. You need grenades? I'm out. I'm full. Wait, did he just order our squad to do something else?
Yeah, the other two, the other saying? Guys.
You know, I'm jonesing for a sniper here, you know?
They got him. They'll give him to us one of these days.
I like in the shooting. The shooting's fun.
I said the game is
whether or not, fun. Whether or not it's encouraged, it's still fun.
The game is perfectly happy to let you shoot if you want to shoot.
I keep hitting Y and going into Fury mode.
That's not. That's not the button so good. In this one.
Yeah, I know. It's the button. It's the weapon change button in Call of Duty, as previously stated. I'm coming for you, bro. Oh, there's a lot of dudes up here.
I got grenades.
I countered a dude while
was he jumping at you?
Yeah, well, I countered a dude while executing another dude. I thought that was very funny. Like, how did that happen? It's doing our best to talk while it's happening, but some of these fights are pretty hectic, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not the Emperor's Chosen for nothing, you know?
Uh-oh, hey, we found Imperial Guards people. Astra Militarum. Oh, that's nice.
Aren't we, So here we go.
No, don't.
Any weapons over here.
Ooh. What do you want?
What do we got? We got two auto rifles here. Oh, yeah, I'll go for some auto.
Yeah. All right, I'll take the bolter then. Heavy bolter time.
Full ammo refill over here too, and grenades.
Oh, you can carry three guns?
Where
did the heavy bolter go? Oh, it's on the ground.
Yeah, one of them is the one of those you have to like.
Oh, you can't switch it. Got it.
Yeah. You can only have that one.
Do we want to do this? Is this what we're supposed to do story-wise? We're supposed to kill all these things?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the heavy bolter pretty good as they try to climb the wall here.
I don't know if these are all actually real or like we don't actually need to kill them all, you know? Oh, this thing overheats.
Yeah.
This guardsman's going to get his butt shot if he's not careful. Well, I think I ran out of ammo in my gun. It's not here anymore.
It's okay. You can go get another one.
This is fun. Okay, we haven't talked in like 30 seconds because of this scene.
It's a pretty desperate hold out here. We're really trying to...
Yeah. There's a lot of these larger Tyranid warriors, and that's, I think, probably the more interesting thing than just hacking, slashing Hormagaunts all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, this guy's getting aced behind me. I gotta help this dude out. Oh, that's you. You're getting aced behind me.
Nah, I'm fine. He didn't even get through the second layer of armor. And there are ammo crates that don't run out, so you could just, you know, walk back.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I can go do that. I'm out of bullets. I could use some. Oh, okay. We get to go inside. Got it. Oh, no! I didn't Perry. Gotta take down the hive ship. Okay, so is it, I mean, not all of the game is gonna be just scripted stuff, right?
More or is of it
pretty
not,
much this?
I mean, not all of it is like, you know, fight and hold out type missions.
Sure.
But I mean,
fair enough.
This isn't an open world game.
Is it going to be kind of like linear the whole time, or is it once you get to these PvE options, is that where like branching missions comes in or anything like that?
The campaign has one path.
Okay.
But when it becomes obvious, you know, I'll tell you if we get to it here, but if we don't, I'll show you or tell you. But like there will be another named squad that will pop up. Right.
And ooh.
The PvE mission is the mission you do, and then the mission they do is another mission.
Oh, so it's like branching, but not. Okay. Well, I liked getting my hands on other guns there. That was interesting, where it was kind of like the you get to pick it up, but you don't get to keep it situation.
Yeah. And, like, we will continue encountering more as we go here.
It reminds me of the, like, rip the turret off in Halo, you know?
No, they have, like, real sniper rifles and a las gun.
That you get to hold on to.
Yeah.
Las gun? No, thank you. Is a las gun any good?
I don't know. So, like, the bolt carbine is different.
Oh, yeah, I want to try that.
You get a different, like, little...
Here, you can have my grenade launcher gun.
Okay.
Are we ready to roll? It's crazy, though. I see a lot of Tyranid bodies, but I don't see a lot of, like... You know, it seems like they had one or two models for what they wanted on the ground. Maybe. Heavy bolt pistol, you need that?
No, I'm good.
Frag grenades? No? Okay.
I mean, you know, keep playing.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
I think it's worth, like, you know, in 40K, too, there's a lot of grunts. Like, a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then the, like, big specialized guys, you get, like, one, two.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, here's a chainsaw. Here we go. I can switch.
Oh, this was the right way. I stopped because I thought there was like a branch back there, but I guess it wasn't the right way. Oh, hello. Should be looking through the door I opened.
One way through most levels.
Yeah.
The side rooms contain like lore items and, you know, stuff that kind of fills out
lore items.
Like, you know, data slates.
Oh, okay. Do we like that type of stuff in games these days?
Do you? I don't know.
I don't know. It's tough when they're not. It's in a game like this, everything feels like you're in a hurry. Like, oh, we gotta hurry, the music's high, we don't have time to look around and all that kind of stuff.
The game will let you read them through later.
Oh,
and some
okay.
of them have, like, audio logs.
Yeah, and I would be afraid to try and listen to that during this. Oh, so, like, this room has stuff in it, huh?
Yeah, like, there's a chainsword on the ground there.
Oh, okay.
So there's another bolt pistol over here.
In case you don't like the heavy one.
Yeah.
So, like, see here, there's, like, clearly a little side passage, right? But, like, oh, well, there's a bolter. You want the heavy bolter? I'll just pick it up.
Yeah,
you want to try it?
No, I'm good.
Fully automatic. All right, sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like the BioShock era thing of like, do I want to look around for lore? Is this a game where lore is going to matter? Like, there's no mystery going on, really. Is there? In 40K at this point, is there a mystery?
You know, there's stuff to talk about in this game about like, you know, what the lore of what's happening here specifically is. But, you know, like the grand 40K, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, right?
So, you know, I mean, like, there's a lot of the, like, oh, you know, learn more about the people on this planet or what was going on in this installation or, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, well, at the beginning, the first mission is very funny to me. They're like, oh, we have to defend this outpost on whatever. It's so important that we have to, like, save the place. And then you're kind of like, okay, well, that's great, but we're gonna use, you know, he dies for this facility. And then the very next mission, very 40K, we're like, we're abandoning the planet. Like, mm-hmm. Okay. You know?
I mean, it's a, you know, it, 40K is all no thoughts, you know, all vibes. You know, it's like brain closed.
No thoughts. I like that. No thoughts, all vibes. That's smart.
You know, the captain says assault the planet, we assault the planet. The captain says abandon the planet, we abandon the planet. No thoughts.
Yep. This is very funny. The AI is stuck. I can just shoot it and it'll die.
Am I going to make it for the execute? Yes.
Oh, okay. Whoa, what was that? Oh, that's that guy's thing.
Oh, yeah, that's the other guy.
Oh, what is an ordeal? I just got a thing that says ordeal complete.
I don't know.
Is that like an achievement, or is it like you get bonuses for stuff? Is there an upgrade system in this game?
You're asking stuff, but I don't have any answers for you because I don't know.
I don't know how to jump this. You don't know if there's an upgrade system for the characters?
There are upgrade systems in the multiplayer. PvE. I don't know. And PvP.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they apply here.
Got it. An ordeal might not matter at all.
Yeah, like I said, I truthfully do not know. I did not get the pop-up. Gotcha.
Well, that was for doing a thing. It's like kill 50 enemies with environment or whatever.
Maybe it was an achievement.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I don't know.
Oh, I hit that button again. Ay, ay, ay. I keep hitting that Y button.
One thing I will say,
we got,
I think if you keep playing this game beyond this, if you're not finding this very challenging and you would like it to be harder, you could go up the hard.
Okay. I am enjoying the vibe, right? Like, I'm not sure the vibe of just dying to swarms of things because it's like more stuff or it's harder to kill is my achievement for this game.
Totally. The one nice thing I will say about hard is that you got to hit the parry.
Oh, yeah. It's Dark Souls infiltrates everything, man.
But, you know, I mean, like, they showed the flash, the big circle on your screen. I mean,
oh, yeah, I'm not.
Miss it like four times up to now.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's you know, I think it's very unfair that they expect Cadia to be this planet that is in perpetual war, and they're like, cool, so it has a lot of soldiers. We're going to steal the soldiers and send them other places, too. It's like, okay. What, man?
Andrew, Cadia's lost.
Oh, in this story, is Cadia lost by now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
The 40K timeline, there is no more Cadia.
Okay. I didn't know where we were in this timeline. You know what I mean?
This is current, whatever that means.
Okay. So after the Eye of the Storm. Oh, right, because in the intro he's like, oh, the Primarch's back, right?
Yeah, and the Primaris Marines are out, so, you know, like, that gives you a timeline.
Okay, so yeah, Cadia's gone.
Yes.
So these are a dying breed.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably not shoot that giant swarm that's going to keep getting get killed by a cannon, right?
I mean,
doesn't seem like worthwhile. Fun. Cadia doesn't stand, buddy. We just talked about it. This guy's like, Cadia stands. I'm like, nah. I love that there's no friendly fire because I can just keep shooting at this guy.
The chainsword is so classic, man.
Yeah, it's kind of like if it's the same strength as a power sword, why bother, you know?
The power swords have different movesets in this game.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got stances.
Do we go up here? Oh, we do go up here, huh?
The Thunderhammer is my favorite.
Thunderhammer. All right.
I really enjoy using that in the multiplayer.
Have you done the PvE and PvP or just PvE?
Yeah, I've done a little bit of both.
What do you think?
It's pretty fun.
I mean, in terms of which you prefer, anything?
I mean, I'm old, so.
PvE.
Yeah, I'm not really up for PvP anymore, just my reaction time. But
I don't even think it's that. I just think a lot of PvP design is not as fun as it used to be.
I mean, you know? The nice thing about this game is that the time to kill is long, relatively. So no one is going to one-shot you.
Right, fair enough.
Unless you're almost dead, in which case it's your own fault, right?
Okay, yeah.
So from that perspective, it's nice. Maybe we'll get to the end here and then call it, probably.
Yeah, sounds good. It's got to be close, right? This mission's been pretty long.
I think so. We'll get to a big fight here, and then that should be the end.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good place to stop. I wish I could close the gap faster. Like, I want a jetpack or something.
Well, you know, keep playing, maybe.
If wishes were horses, huh?
You know, they do have assault marines. That is a thing in this setting.
That is true. Do we just jump down? We just jump down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I do like that I don't have to auto-select my chainsword if I want to just run in there.
Ooh.
See you later, man. Just took that guy's arms and head off. We're going to have to put like a gore warning on this podcast episode.
Yeah, this game is pretty bloody. There might be some settings for like less
like, gore. I don't, but I feel like you shouldn't, right? At a certain point,
it is a little bit against the setting.
Kind of feels a little. I kind of don't like how you have to aim the grenade with like B, but also with the right stick. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. The grenades are a bit of an afterthought, unfortunately.
And also, when you go into that fury mode, you can no longer see...
Oh, Zeotrope.
When you go into that fury mode, you can't see the red and blue anymore.
Watch the green. Zeotrope?
Yeah. You know the like red and blue parry marks?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in fury, how do you see it?
Oh, he's dead. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter.
Maybe it doesn't matter anymore because you can't be
the fury mode. Fury does mode. Regen health, so.
Okay. Where do we go now? Capture the facility. All right, we did it. Was that the big fight?
I don't know.
That was the big fight. There you go.
Yes, it was.
Sweet. Well, that was fun.
Get a little teaser here of what's coming up next.
A little mission teaser and then call it a night. I like it. Oh, man. Get the guns online, you guys. We did all this work. I like that lady feels like she's, I mean, what was she doing? Oh, she was working on the other defense, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the same person. She was following us.
Oh, that's right. That's the lady from the beginning. We're giving everybody lessons now. Isn't that... I feel like that information wouldn't normally be passed on.
Mm-hmm. Too secret.
Yeah. Oh, language, lady. Language. All right, so we got to defend the guns now for like a bunch of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope, yeah. Okay. I mean, sure. Sure. Planetary defense. 15 minutes later. Okay. So how do we return to the battle barge? Is that what we normally do?
Yeah.
Return to the battle barge. Quit the campaign. You will continue from the last checkpoint. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's cool. All right. Well, co-op, man. So much fun.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
It makes games better.
It's a really fun way to, like, play this game. I will say that the missions are all, you know, doable with multiple people. There's no, like, you know, single Titus mission after that intro.
Yeah. I also feel like this is especially a type of game where I would probably play through it and be like, yeah, it was okay. You know?
Yeah.
Versus if I played through it with you, I'd be like, well, that was a lot of fun. You know, there's not much difference in what we played, but like just going through a setting that you know and like relatively rote mission types to just explore the game and enjoy it, you know? Mm-hmm. Light co-op that doesn't require a bunch of people. I think Alien had a few games like that recently, but maybe with this is a lot tighter mechanics. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's like once you get off of Cadia or not Cadia, this planet, like there's a couple more missions here.
Okay.
There'll be a point where you clearly see like the second squad come in, and then the PvE missions would like align in the campaign right there.
Gotcha. I'm going to check out what this. So this mission terminal says the battle barge map serves as a center of operations. Current mission is marked with yellow. Finished missions are available to replay. Challenge changing game mode will allows you to switch operations and eternal war game mode.
Yeah.
You could see spoilers. Gotcha.
Yeah. So they will let you pass your campaign progress and just go play that stuff if you want. Sure. Which is nice. I mean, I think it's good to give the option, you know.
Yeah, it also says you can... I just switched to operations, which is the PvE, and it says you could also get spoilers there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially that's some cool. Of the
later missions.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, that's fun. So you can just, like, kind of... Okay, there's three planets on this mission screen, so...
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. I would be super happy to play more of this with you sometime. And,
If
folks out there are interested, you know, we played... Space Marine 2 here. That was what we were doing.
Yeah, they should. It's Space Marine 2. And, you know, I mean, stuff goes on sale, right? You know?
Yeah, I'm sure it will. It does have a multiplayer, like we said, and the multiplayer is, like, you know, pretty decent.
Yeah.
And people want to check that out. Like, there are classes, you know, you kind of, like, Overwatch style. Every class has, like, a different ability.
I'd be very curious to see the classes later on. If people have played it, they should email us.
Yeah, they can send that to podcast@wewergamers.com. That is podcast podcast at WeWereGamers.com.
And if you kind of were annoyed by the little bit of silence, the radio dead air that I'll do my best to cut through in the podcast version, go to YouTube, youtube.com/@WeWereGamers.
Yeah, and watch Andy and I play poorly and fumble our way through killing a lot of Tyranids.
Yeah, I wonder if I can get two, like both of our screens on at the same time. I don't know if that would cause motion sickness or if it's going to be too hard to fit them both on there, but we'll see. We'll experiment.
Yeah, I mean, I was recording at 1440, so I don't know what the...
I was also recording at 1440, but we can always downsize stuff. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, and the game does a good job of keeping you centered in the screen, but I don't know that like we're just doing completely random stuff that's going to be like a good visual. But anyway, we'll experiment.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, until next time, thank you for playing Space Marine 2 with me, man.
Yeah, man. It was a good time.